Radio. This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Let's talk about pets, baby. Let's talk about ticks and fleas. All the fun things that we see. Smart tips and tricks guaranteed.
Hey, pet friends. Welcome back to another episode of Let's Talk About Pets. I'm your host, Nessie. And no, I haven't just surfaced from the Scottish Highlands, though my hair does look like I have today. I'm coming up for air to look back on an incredible, messy, heartwarming, occasionally flea-bitten year we've had together. It's our year-end wrap-up, so grab your favorite furry friend, a cup of tea, a chew toy, whatever you're into, and let's dive in. So, some of the big splash moments of the year, we kind of been hosting a little bit of a gala, if you will. We've had some very incredible, influential guests on our podcast this year. We sat down with Jonathan Weinberg of Care Credit to discuss how we can all better support our pets' health and finances, and we reviewed some of the trends out here in the market. We had an incredible discussion with Dr. Adam Chrisman from DVM360, the energy king of veterinary medicine, and we discussed what it's like being a new pet parent and some of the pitfalls they wind up falling into that they weren't prepared for. We had Dr. Stacy Spears come and talk to us about diabetes. Your sugar's whack. It's one of our most listened to episodes of the year, so highly recommend checking that one out. We had the wonderful Dr. Joya from Pop Goes the Vet join us and share her expertise on dreaded ear issues. And many other guests that I can't possibly mention everybody in this one episode. I just want to thank them all for coming on, diving deep with us, sharing their wisdom, sharing some laughs, and being part of this community with us. I also don't want to forget about those elaborate commercial breaks that we made this year. We didn't just talk shop, we also got a little weird, right? One of my favorite parts was developing these products that definitely don't exist with Echo's help. We can't forget Chapoodles. I mean, the ultimate chaps for poodles. That was a wonderful product.
Well, howdy there. Do you have a poodle that loves to be outdoors? Does your poodle love to go for rides? Do you find tons of briars, stickers, and nature in your poodle's hair after they've been chasing varmint? Well, quit your belly aching. It's time for your poodle to try Chapoodles, the chaps for poodles. Chapoodles come in 6 different patterns to help you spot your poodle easily when they're out riding the ranch. Or if that dog just won't hunt, try our 4 different natural colors to blend in with your poodle's natural coat. Your poodle will love their new set of Chapoodles, made from 100% synthetic leather, so your poodle won't hurt the feelings of the cattle they're trying to wrangle. Chapoodles are stylish, comfortable, and totally affordable. Don't believe me? Listen to this testimonial from a real Chapoodles poodle owner. I love my poodle, but I always thought she was lacking some kind of special hellfire. But now, with her new Chapoodles, I know she's living the Western life she's truly meant to live.
Ma'am, what in tarnation is your poodle wearing?
Why, she's wearing her Chapoodles, the chaps for poodles. She loved her first set of Chapoodles so much that we bought 4 more, and now she's the talk of the town. No dog can keep their eyes off her when she walks by, and it's all thanks to her Chapoodles. Yeehaw! Don't be a yellow belly. Race online now to get your poodle a pair of Chapoodles, the chaps for poodles.
And of course, we had Chunk in the Trunk, the only diet plan designed specifically for our extravagantly proportioned furry friends.
Oh my gosh, hi! What's in the carrier? I love pets! Oh, is that a cat or did you bring a throw pillow?
Hey, he's just big boned.
Oh, I think his big bones must be carrying emotional weight too. No offense, but he might be just one snack away from being stuck in that carrier.
No, he's perfect. He's my little loaf with legs.
Oh, well, I have a friend whose cat named Lasagna, ironically enough, was so big, she had to rent a forklift to transport him to the vet. But then she started him on Chonk in the Trunk. It's a weight management plan. And now he's like strutting his stuff on the catwalk.
She bought a diet plan for a cat?
She did. It came with treats, a fitness tracker with an app, and a body positivity mirror.
Wow. I'm going to sign up my Chunky Nugget today.
Sign up your Snackzilla to receive the Chunk in the Trunk today. Because Chunky is cute until the vet says, we're going to need a bigger scale. Chunk in the Trunk. Because lose weight, not the sass.
Disclaimer. Chunk in the Trunk is not responsible for side effects, including but not limited to dramatic sighing during exercise, suspicious stares from judgmental squirrels, or your cat trying to smuggle snacks under fake mustaches. Results may vary depending on whether your pet actually moves, not intended for use on humans, raccoons pretending to be cats, or emotional support lasagnas.
Real people, real stories.
Our little dog developed this lymph problem, but the chemotherapy lasted for 6 months, started developing more lymph nodes. So I thought I'd just try carnivore. The lymph nodes started to go down. Then I took him into the vet to have him checked out, and there was no signs at all inside.
My cat had issues that developed in his eye, and 3 months later, my veterinarian said, let's go ahead and remove the eye. I heard the carnivore on advertising, so I said, you know what? I'm going to order this product. They did the procedure. They did all the tests, and they said, I don't know what you did. This product saved his eye.
I've got a Labrador. He could hardly lift herself up off the floor. The treatment was chemotherapy. That's when I said, this could be the ticket. About 3 weeks, you could tell she was very alert. She was going on 5 mile walk. She is just like prime again.
Call 866-836-8735. That's 866-836-8735. Or visit carnivore.com. That's CARNIVORA.com.
Use promo code PETLIFE at checkout for 15% off your order at carnivora.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Writing those commercials was a highlight of creating these episodes, and it was a ton of fun to do. We hope you guys enjoyed them as much as we did. Some of our podcast's highlights this year is through all of our different streaming platforms. We've had over 30,000 downloads a month, which is so exciting. So you guys are out there listening, and I appreciate that. We've had 13 different countries listening to us, top five being the United States, South Africa, Finland, the United Kingdom, and the Netherlands. So I wanted to just say hi to all of our listeners out there in all of the countries. I hope that we can continue being international pet superstars. I love that we did make it to the top five favorite shows for a good number of our fans out there on Spotify. So I want to thank you guys for all of your support there. We appreciate and love you. And you have great taste in audio podcasts. And I hope to keep up into 2026 and then make the experience even more enjoyable for you with shorter, easier to binge episodes. Some of the things that we learned about this year, such as bread yeast being toxic to animals, then we gotta be careful with that. We learned how important brushing teeth is. You gotta brush them fangs. And we learned about the different types of diabetes and the way it's managed in animals. It's just been a very strong year for education. And then we read some crazy reviews of products and places this year that have been just outstanding. But in the light of the holiday season, I just wanted to dip into a Reddit thread that I thought was fitting for the holidays. The question on Reddit is, has anyone here been Santa for the holiday picture thing? This is for a big box pet store. I'm not going to list the name because who cares? What it's like and what they are exactly supposed to do. I was asked to be Santa, lol. I know we take pictures with pets, but what exactly is expected of us? Do we have to act jolly and stuff? I have a response here that says they're a human, so that's suspicious. Maybe not a human. It says, nah, that's not how it works. You have a whole bunch of Mo-rons dat don't have pets, but heard Santa was in the store and had to get a picture and will fight you because Timmy wants to ask Santa to bail Dad out of prison and bring Mom out of hibernation. There's a lot boiling down in this response. Sounds like we could use a little bit of a mental health day there. But anyway, so just be careful whose lap you're getting in for Christmas time. This is coming off a little crazy. All I'm saying is be careful at Christmas time. Not everybody wants your kid in their lap. And Santa is not in charge of bailing baby daddies out of jail, as far as I know. His criteria for Christmas gifts might have changed. So just be on the lookout for that. Looking toward the horizon, looking at 2026, it is going to be an exciting year. I'm hoping that we're going to have some more guests come and grace our podcast and teach us things. I do want to focus more heavily on the comedy aspect of the show and reading these reviews because let me just tell you, the internet is unhinged. I also want to incorporate some reaction videos on our TikTok and stuff like that. So we're going to look at some animal related TikToks and react to them as veterinary professionals and then see how that works out. And in that case, we'll need you to come follow us on our social media platforms, our TikTok and our Instagram. All those links will be available in our show notes, which are accessed through our podcast page. You'll have access to all kinds of fun content that way. Being outward and honest with you guys, I do have some resolutions that I'm setting for the new year. Of course, everyone has the same, like, I'm gonna lose weight type resolutions, but mine is doing my best to be more present for my house. Keeping up on the little things, I've gotten really into the decluttering, and that has been a big game changer around the house and given me lots of extra time to do things because I'm not just managing stuff, I'm managing empty space, which is a whole lot easier to keep up with. Above all, I want to say a huge thank you from me and Echo for all of the support we've received from our fans this year. Whether you've been here since the first episode or you just joined us and picked up on today's episode, it doesn't matter how long you've been here. I want to thank you for letting us be part of your pet parenting journey. We hope that you have learned a lot of helpful things from us. We hope that you've laughed with us. And looking forward to a wonderful another year of content. I'm Nessie. This has been Let's Talk About Pets. And remember, I am the only monster you'll ever meet that prefers kibble over kelp and high-profile interviews over hiding in the Highlands. Happy New Year's, everyone. Bye!
To our pals, we send a cheer. Happy holidays, joy is near. See you in the new year, bright in the snow or festive light. Let's talk about pets, baby, oh. From their tails to their cute little nose. Tips and tricks on ticks and fleas. Smart advice your pets will please. From the show hosts Nessie and Echo, bringing joy and all you need to know. Wrapping gifts and warming hearts. Pets' welfare is where it starts. Let's talk about pets, baby, oh. From their tails to their cute little nose. Tips and tricks on ticks and fleas. Smart advice your pets will please. Holidays with furry friends. Joy and love never ends in every home and each hearth. Merry moments full of mirth. Let's talk about pets, baby, oh. From their tails to their cute little nose. Tips and tricks on ticks and fleas. Smart advice your pets will please.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand. Only on PetLifeRadio.com.